Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something I see CISO is struggling with constantly: turning AI governance from a policy document into operational reality. Your board is asking questions, regulators are circling, and meanwhile, shadow AI is proliferating faster than you can inventory it. Let's talk about what actually works. Section: The governance gap, why your AI policy is already obsolete. Let me be direct. If your AI governance policy was written more than 6 months ago and hasn't been substantially revised, it's already a liability. I've reviewed governance frameworks at Fortune 500 companies that still reference chatbot deployments as their primary AI use case, while their engineering teams are running autonomous agents with database access and API credentials. The governance gap isn't a documentation problem, it's a velocity problem. According to Gartner's 2025 AI Adoption Survey, 67% of enterprises now have more than 50 distinct AI implementations, yet only 23% have governance frameworks that cover model lifecycle management. That's a 44-point delta between deployment and control. Here's what this looks like in practice. Your legal team approved a policy based on GPT for capabilities. Your ML team is now fine-tuning open-source models on proprietary data. Your sales team subscribed to 3 different AI tools last quarter using corporate cards. None of these scenarios are covered by your existing framework. The SEC's 2025 Guidance on AI Risk Disclosure, release number 34-99847, explicitly requires public companies to disclose material AI-related risks in their 10K filings. The keyword is material, and if you can't enumerate your AI assets, you can't assess materiality. This isn't theoretical compliance risk, it's securities law exposure. The solution starts with accepting that AI governance cannot be static. You need a living framework that updates quarterly at minimum, with automated discovery mechanisms to identify new AI deployments. Tools like Robust Intelligence's AI Firewall and Protect AI's Guardian provide runtime visibility into model behavior, but they're useless if you don't know what models exist in your environment. The first rule of AI governance: you cannot govern what you cannot see. Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, but with inference capabilities. Here's my take on this. Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, except it can make autonomous decisions. If your governance framework is older than 6 months, you're already behind. Section: Building the AI asset inventory, discovery, classification, and risk tiering. Every CISO I respect has a comprehensive asset inventory for traditional IT. Shockingly few have the equivalent for AI. Building one isn't optional anymore. It's the foundation of defensible governance. Start with discovery. You need 3 parallel work streams: procurement audit, what AI services are we paying for, network analysis, what model endpoints are being called, and code repository scanning, what models are embedded in applications. Tools like SNYK's AI Code Scanner and SimGrep's ML-specific rules can identify model imports and API calls across your code base. Code example shown in the article. Classification comes next. Not all AI is created equal. A recommendation engine for internal documentation carries different risk than a customer-facing chatbot with PII access. I recommend a 4-tier system aligned with NIST AI RMF categories. Tier 1, critical autonomous decision-making affecting customers, finances, or safety. Tier 2, high customer-facing AI with access to sensitive data. Tier 3, medium internal productivity AI with corporate data access. Tier 4, low sandboxed experimentation with synthetic data only. Each tier maps to specific control requirements. Tier 1 systems require red team assessments, continuous monitoring, and board-level reporting. Tier 4 systems need documented acceptable use policies, but minimal ongoing oversight. This tiering isn't bureaucracy, it's resource allocation. You don't have infinite security budget, so spend it where risk concentrates. Risk tiering should update dynamically. A Tier 3 internal tool becomes Tier 2 the moment someone connects it to customer data. Your governance framework needs triggers for automatic reclassification. Microsoft Purview's AI Hub now supports this with configurable sensitivity labels that propagate across the M365 ecosystem. Here's my take on this. Classify AI systems into risk tiers like you do data. A chatbot with PII access isn't the same as a sandboxed experiment. Stop governing them identically. Section: Operationalizing NIST AI RMF, from framework to runbook. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework is excellent guidance and terrible operations. I've watched too many organizations adopt it as a compliance checkbox rather than an operational playbook. Let's fix that. NIST AI RMF has four core functions: govern, map, measure, and manage. Most organizations nail govern, policies exist, and fail catastrophically at measure and manage, policies aren't enforced. The gap isn't conceptual, it's procedural. For the map function, operationalize with AI impact assessments embedded in your SDLC. Every project involving AI should complete a standardized assessment before deployment. This isn't a 50-page document. It's a structured questionnaire that takes 30 minutes and routes to appropriate reviewers based on risk tier. Key questions for your AI impact assessment: what data does this model access, and what's its classification? Can the model take autonomous actions, or is human in the loop required? What's the blast radius if the model hallucinates or is adversarially manipulated? How would we detect and respond to model compromise? For measure, you need quantitative metrics. MITRE ATLAS provides an excellent taxonomy of AI-specific attack techniques. Use it to structure your threat models. Track metrics like percentage of AI systems with documented threat models, mean time to detect model drift, and coverage of AI systems by security monitoring. Manage requires incident response procedures specific to AI failures. Traditional IR playbooks assume compromised credentials or malware. AI incidents look different: prompt injection attacks, training data poisoning, model inversion attacks. Your SOC needs runbooks for these scenarios. Code example shown in the article. Here's my take on this. NIST AI RMF is a framework, not a runbook. Your job is converting those four functions into procedures your team can actually execute at 2 a.m. Section: Third-party AI risk. Your vendor's models are your problem. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Your third-party risk management program probably doesn't cover AI adequately. Traditional vendor security questionnaires ask about encryption and access controls. They don't ask whether the vendor's AI model was trained on data that creates legal liability for you. The OWASP LLM Top 10 includes supply chain vulnerabilities, LLM 05, for good reason. When you consume a third-party AI service, you inherit risks including training data provenance issues. Was it trained on copyrighted material, model manipulation possibilities, and data handling for your inputs? Update your vendor assessment questionnaire with AI-specific sections. What training data was used, and can you provide provenance documentation? How are customer inputs used? Are they used for model improvement? What safeguards exist against prompt injection and jailbreaking? How is model versioning handled? And how are customers notified of changes? What's the incident notification process for AI-specific failures? Contractual protections matter. Your MSA should explicitly address data retention for model inputs, indemnification for AI-generated outputs, right to audit model behavior, and SLAs for model availability and accuracy. I've seen contracts that grant perpetual license to use customer inputs for training, buried in standard terms of service. The EU AI Act creates direct liability implications for AI system deployers, not just developers. If you deploy a high-risk AI system from a third party, you're on the hook for conformity assessments and post-market monitoring. This isn't future risk. The Act's high-risk provisions take effect August 2026. Consider requiring AI Bill of Materials, AI BOM, from vendors, analogous to software BOMs. This should document model architecture, training data categories, known limitations, and security testing performed. Anthropic and OpenAI now provide model cards with some of this information. Make it a contractual requirement. Here's my take on this. Your vendor contract probably grants them perpetual rights to your data for training. Read the fine print or become the training data. Section: Board reporting, metrics that matter to directors. Your board doesn't need to understand transformer architecture. They need to understand AI risk in terms they already know: financial exposure, regulatory compliance, and competitive position. Translate accordingly. The SEC's cybersecurity disclosure rules, effective December 2023, now explicitly encompass AI-related risks when material. Your board needs a clear framework for determining materiality of AI incidents. A customer-facing model that hallucinates financial advice is probably material. An internal summarization tool that occasionally misattributes sources probably isn't. Effective board metrics for AI governance, AI asset coverage, percentage of AI systems inventoried and risk-classified governance compliance, percentage of AI deployments that completed required assessments incident metrics, number and severity of AI-specific security incidents regulatory exposure, systems subject to EU AI Act, state AI laws, sector-specific regulations third-party risk, critical vendors with AI-specific assessment completion frame AI risk in terms of business impact. Scenarios. Don't say prompt injection vulnerability. Say an attacker could manipulate our customer service AI to provide incorrect information, creating liability exposure and reputational damage estimated at $X million based on similar incidents at competitor. Include competitive context. Boards understand opportunity cost. If your governance framework is blocking legitimate AI innovation, quantify what you're leaving on the table. The goal is risk-informed enablement, not blanket restriction. Frame your governance program as a competitive advantage. Organizations with mature AI governance can move faster because they've already addressed the risks that slow down their competitors. Quarterly reporting cadence is appropriate for AI governance maturity metrics. Incident reporting should follow your existing materiality thresholds and timelines. Consider establishing an AI-specific risk appetite statement that the board formally approves. This gives you clear authorization parameters for governance decisions. Here's my take on this. Boards don't need to understand attention mechanisms. They need to understand that uncontrolled AI is a 10K disclosure risk waiting to happen. Section, the 90-day implementation roadmap. Strategy without execution is hallucination. Here's a concrete 90-day roadmap to operationalize AI governance, assuming you're starting from a reasonable baseline of traditional security maturity. Days 1 to 30. Discovery and assessment. Deploy AI asset discovery across code repositories, procurement systems, and network traffic. Complete initial inventory with owner identification for each AI system. Perform gap analysis between current state and NIST AI RMF requirements. Establish AI governance working group with representatives from security, legal, IT, and business. Days 31 to 60. Framework development. Define risk tiering criteria and classify existing AI assets. Develop AI impact assessment template and integrate into SDLC. Update third-party risk assessment questionnaire with AI-specific sections. Create AI-specific incident response playbooks for top 5 threat scenarios. Draft board reporting template and metrics dashboard. Days 61 to 90. Operationalization. Train security team on AI threat landscape. MITRE Atlas, OWASP, LLM Top 10. Implement automated monitoring for Tier 1 and Tier 2 systems. Conduct tabletop exercise for AI-specific incident scenario. Deliver first board report on AI governance posture. Establish quarterly review cadence for governance framework updates. Budget realistically. Based on my experience with mid to large enterprises, expect to allocate 15 to 20% of your security budget increment for AI-specific tooling and personnel in year 1. This isn't new spending. It's reallocation from reactive incident response to proactive governance. The most common failure mode I see: organizations treat AI governance as a one-time project rather than an ongoing program. Build recurring review cycles into your operational rhythm from day 1. The AI landscape changes monthly. Your governance must keep pace. Success looks like this. 6 months from now, you can tell your board exactly what AI exists in your environment, what risk tier each system falls into, and what controls are in place. That's defensible governance. Everything else is theater. Here's my take on this. Governance isn't a project, it's a program. Build quarterly review cycles from day 1, or watch your framework become obsolete while you're still implementing it. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Shadow AI proliferation requires automated discovery across procurement, network, and code repositories. Manual inventory is no longer sufficient. Takeaway 2. Risk tiering, critical, high, medium, low, enables appropriate control allocation and prevents governance theater on low-risk systems. Takeaway 3. NIST AI RMF functions must translate to specific procedures, incident playbooks, and quantitative metrics to provide operational value. Takeaway 4. Third-party AI contracts require explicit provisions for data usage, training, and indemnification. Standard terms create unacceptable liability exposure. Takeaway 5. Board reporting should frame AI risk and business impact terms with materiality thresholds aligned to SEC disclosure requirements. That's the roadmap. 90 days to defensible AI governance. Not perfect governance, defensible governance. The difference matters when you're sitting across from regulators or explaining an incident to your board. Start with discovery, build your risk tiers, operationalize the frameworks, and keep iterating. AI governance isn't a destination, it's a discipline. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ. At securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.